From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Glenn Coyne is reporting for NewYorkUpstate.com. A new laboratory at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse has begun testing ticks for a variety of diseases, and the service is available at no charge. Saravanan Pangamani, director of the SUNY Center for Environmental Health and Medicine, said the lab will accept ticks mailed from anywhere statewide. The goal, he said, is to get a better handle on where the hot spots are for tick-borne diseases. Tangamani said, and I quote, "It will allow us to understand the risk in a particular zip code so people there can take the appropriate precautions," end quote. Tick testing services can often cost $50 or more per tick. Anyone who sends the Tangamani's lab a tick will receive the results by email. Tangamani warned, however, if a tick tests positive in the lab for a disease, that does not mean the person or animal bitten by the tick has that disease. He said, and I quote, "This service can't be used for diagnosis or to make healthcare decisions," end quote. To send a tick, dead or alive, found on a person or a pet, put it into a sealed plastic bag along with a piece of moist tissue paper or grass. Include a note with the date, location, including zip code, email address, and whether the tick was found on a person or an animal. Each tick will be tested for 10 separate diseases. More detailed information, including the address where ticks can be sent, is available at fangamani-lab.com. And you can read that full story at newyorkupstate.com. WABC-TV is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, June 30th, signed legislation banning the so-called gay and trans panic legal defense in New York. Cuomo said the ban will prohibit people accused of violent crimes from using homophobia and transphobia as a viable defense strategy in court. He said, and I quote, "This defense strategy isn't just offensive. It also sends a dangerous message that violence toward LGBTQ people is somehow okay. It's not, and today we're sending this noxious legal tool to the dustbin of history where it belongs," end quote. The gay and trans panic defense is one of two LGBT laws Cuomo called on state lawmakers to repeal. And you can read that full story at abc7ny.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education has changed its regular meeting day from Monday to Tuesday. Meetings will now generally take place the first and third Tuesday of the month unless otherwise specified. Its next meeting on July 2nd will be an organizational meeting for the 2019-20 school year. The board agreed to make the changes because some have to take place on Tuesday already and many Mondays are legal holidays. With the imposition of the Tuesday schedule, there will be two meetings every month during the coming school year. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced June 28th it has fined the S.A. Dunn landfill in Rensselaer $35,000 and will require its operators to pay for an on-site monitor. The consent order will require the operators to mulch and hydroseed the on-site sand piles and to build a berm to shield the nearby Rensselaer Junior Senior High School. The 99-acre landfill is the largest construction and demolition debris dump in the state, and neighbors have complained of the heavy truck traffic it generated on residential streets and the dust that spread to surrounding areas. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos, in a press release announcing the penalties, said, and I quote, "DEC will not tolerate violations of New York's strict environmental laws, which were put into place to protect public health and the environment," end quote. In May, David Carpenter, director of the Institute for Health and Environment at the University of Albany, visited the site with former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Judith Ink and warned of the risks caused by the dust blowing from the landfill. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.